I still want to taste his cooking. Because sometimes when he's describing something, it sounds good. But then he says he's not a good cook. So I don't know which it is.
I don't believe I've ever had food that Fatty's made. I've eaten with Fatty many times, but it's usually at a restaurant or he was at my house for Thanksgiving or something like that. But I don't believe, unless we went and visited him there, but
he didn't cook. We went to the Squealing Pig.
And good on him, because that's what I do. When people come here
Irish
and visit me,
something or other.
I don't cook for you when you come and visit.
Well, I haven't. For me. I just take out the steak and start marinating it.
Yeah. Hey, here's some great fillets, whatever. Oh, yeah. No, we're going to McDonald's.
This isn't for you. This is for after you're gone.
Next week when you're gone, we're going to be doing that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I still want to taste his Squealing Pig.
That's all, folks.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4706 of the FO for White. The 20th of February 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, there's just so much going on. Yes, Betty. Flame Snuffers, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your right is going well. Y'all, your Flame Snuffers today, because y'all, this weekend, it will be the end of the 20 and 26 Winter Olympics. Y'all, it's the 25th. So it was 100 years ago. No, that's not true, because they moved the winter up, or there was some kind of change when they broke up the winter and summer, so they weren't in the same year. And anyway, it's not 100 years, but it's the 25th Winter Olympic Games. And y'all, that music you just heard, that's not the usual Olympic music that you hear. But y'all, that was the music when Serbia broadcast the Winter Olympics from Lillehammer, Norway. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's one of the regrets of my life. I wanted to go to the Lillehammer Winter Olympics, and y'all, I just didn't make it happen. And y'all, that was back in 1994. So the change had been made because the Atlanta Olympics were in 96. I don't know when that 2-year process began, but anyway, but y'all, one of the regrets of my life, Big Fatty, we all have regrets Monday through Friday when the new little show posts. Well, you know, you get a gold medal for putting up with this. Big Fatty, you can say that again.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 20th of February, y'all, it's a worry and poke important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's an anniversary. Although a little bittersweet, but y'all, I firmly believe that even when one person has gone to glory, that the other should celebrate the times they had together. And y'all, this is one of those cases because y'all, today is the anniversary of Archer and his husband, the boyfriend. Big Fatty didn't go by the boyfriend anymore. The husband, we'll call him Warren. Yes, we love Archer and Warren. We do indeed. And, you know, I don't communicate with Warren, but I do hope that maybe for the anniversary, he'll go to Three Sisters or Two Sisters Pizza Pie. Or have a elementary school cake. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are on Saturday. Y'all, never met either one of these, but y'all, one is the husband of fellow podcaster, y'all, who just came out of hibernation. This week, y'all, he's the husband of the podcaster who's had more co-hosts than any other little show. Y'all, I'm talking about Big Ricky, the ginger buyer, and his husband is Tony, the provider. Yes, we love the provider. And y'all, haven't met this other person, that also has a Saturday birthday, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I only know him from being online, and y'all, he's just one of the kindest people that I have any contact with, and y'all, I have contact with him on a semi-regular basis, because y'all, he is none other than Mr. 1234, y'all, he's got a spanking be off a mat. And Digger and Steve the Tater was participating. Miss Bacon participates sometime. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Michael Sage. Big Daddy, we love Michael Sage and his rub. You know, he rubs at the turkey, the Tom Turkey. Yeah, And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal is on Sunday. And y'all, I met this person a few years ago at Meetapalooza up there at the homestead now of the Flobfo and Brian and the Danbury and Danbury Jr. Y'all used to do a little show called The Occasional Fag. Y'all, and it was a pack of cigarettes, so don't be thinking vulgar things. And y'all, every year at Crema, he gets a Lego advent calendar, and y'all, he posts the pictures of the little Lego toys every year, and y'all, it is just one of the things I look forward to every year. Y'all, he says, in fact, earlier this week, he said, "Good morning, Big Fatty." I'm talking about none other than David B. Big Fatty, we love David B. So if you see the provider or Michael Sage or David B., wish him some cake.
Happy birthday to you. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
EKG. 10-4, transmitting EKG. We're sending you a last script. Vitals to follow. Pulse is 160. The victim is in extreme pain, Rampart.
Y'all, all I'm doing is sitting in my chair, and I'm playing the Candy Crush, and the Apple clock says, "Oh, Big Freddy, it's time to stand up." So y'all, I stood up. Y'all, my foot had gone to sleep, and when I stood up, I went down. I fell right on the floor of the villa here. Y'all, almost hit my head on the chair, not the special one, with the chair in the living room. Y'all, and there doesn't appear to be anything broken, but I can tell it's going to be a little sore on the nipple walk. Anyway, y'all, you know what they say. A broken hip, it's the first, you know, it's the beginning of the end. Big Fatty, did you break your hip? No, I didn't. Oh, well, you got our hopes up anyway. But y'all, my Apple clock that's supposed to call for emergency services didn't even recognize that I had fallen. Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I mentioned earlier this week that I had a letter from Patty Bacon, and y'all, I'm just going to read it to you here. It says, "Ole, Big," you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nedrabah, North Dakota. Ole, you know, Aberdeen is Nedrabah spelled backwards. Big, you wanted confirmation on my date of exiting the birth canal. As I said, I'm 7 days older than my cousin, but then you asked about leap years. Well, Big, the anniversary of my exit date is February the 24th. That's where I wrote it down, Patty. And February 25th on leap years. All right. Well, there you go. I stand corrected. and you know, in leap years, you jump one day ahead. Jump is a synonym of leap. Jump is a synonym of leap. Okay, I don't know what that means. And don't ask me how that daylight saving time changes the anniversarium. I don't know how to make that calculation. Well, it doesn't matter because that happens after your cousin's birthday. Anywho, do you recall who else auditioned for the role of your sidekick back in the aughts? Does this qualify as a so-so question? Yes, Big Fatty, do the bumper. Oh, Big Fatty, you used the musical bumper. I did. All right, let's just go back. Do you remember who all auditioned for the role of your sidekick back in the aughts? Does this qualify as a so-so question? Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always love to hear from you. And absolutely, both of these qualify as so-so questions. Mark it down for two, I say. Chew, Kathy Marshall. was it that Darth Vader who drives the toy car? Or that Lawrence Clyde, or even the skull? Was it my adorable cousin or your youngest daughter? Maybe we could pursue one of them for the wacky neighbor on the Fatty and Patty show. Well, first of all, Patty, that's so many questions. So many questions, and they're all very so-so. Do I recall who auditioned? I don't recall anything. So that's absolutely, you should know that. Does it qualify as a so-so question? Asking if it qualifies as a so-so question qualifies it as a so-so question. Darth Vader who drives that toy car, or Lawrence Clyde, or even the skull? Well, first of all, absolutely so-so questions. I can't imagine I can't imagine even considering them, or my adorable cousin, or your youngest daughter. Oh, they would be perfect, but they would not lower their standards to be a co-host. Let me just say, they might be the crazy neighbor. Yes, Big Fatty, especially Miss Bacon. Well, Big, another year, another loss for the. For the number one fan election. Of course, this year my people forgot to submit my nomination. And when I say my people, I mean my publicist, my agent, my manager, my lawyer, my accountant, my hairstylist, my makeup artist, my waxer, my masseur, and my yogi baya, all of whom work in my all of whom work in my head. I think they should all be fired. Toodles, Patty. Well, again, Patty, thank you so much for that. Kathy Marshall, good luck on getting all those so-so questions into the famous ledger. And y'all, since we're on so-so questions, let me just go on back over here. Y'all, that Brian out there in the Denver says, Big Fatty, what brand of toothpaste do you use, and do you use it twice a day? Well, y'all, absolutely, Brian, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you. And two so-so questions. What could be more so-so than wanting to know my brand of toothpaste? Y'all, by the way, I'm going to the El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto on Monday. They called on Thursday to remind me, and I said yes. But I use the Colgate. You know, that's what I was brought up. And do you use it twice a day? Well, you know, the old saying was, you know, brush after every meal. And then they realized people aren't going to fucking do that. Fatty language. And I can't imagine why anyone would want to know how many times a day I brush my teethies. But y'all, you remember, you got to take care of the teethies and the feet. And y'all didn't do so well on the feet today. So, yes, I brush twice a day, once in the morning and once prior to retiring. Big Fatty, you've been retired for almost 8 years. Well, I mean, going to the bed. Oh, well, that's very different. Y'all, let's just go ahead and get one more so-so question. This one from Miss Bacon. What's the best advice you think you've ever given? Absolutely. A so-so question. First of all, I can't imagine that anyone would think that I gave any good advice. I'm going to say it's a so-so question, but probably I just repeated the best advice that I've ever given, and it's you got to take care of your teethies and your feet, and you know, throw that be kind thing in there too. But absolutely, so you know, who listens to Big Fatty? Oh, who listens to Big Fatty's advice? Fatty, you say that again. Who listens to Big Fatty's advice? Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I finished the book club on a hump day night. Can't wait to finish telling you about it, but you just gonna have to wait till next week. And y'all, I got an e-letter with a so-so question from that Boston Josh. Y'all, I had no idea he was still listening. Big Fatty, he's probably had a relapse or something, probably so. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. You know, they're off for 2 weeks. And Adam, anything you want to admit today?
I still want to taste his squealing pig.
That's all, folks. Oh, Big Fatty, he wants to taste your squealing pig. Well, I'm sure that'll curl his tail.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.